91.3 WLRN presents South Florida Arts Beat. Hello, Ed Bell with you. The Coconut Grove Black Heritage Music Series premieres this weekend featuring two local music legends. Catch the details with Renita Samuels-Dixon and her special guest. Producer extraordinaire Doreen Marks shares her excitement about Sunday afternoons of music's new season. Director and chief curator Dr. Carol Damian brings news about a new season of exhibitions coming to the Frost Art Museum at FIU. Chef Norman Van Aken presents a word on food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski. Please stay with us to hear the conversation and information coming up on South Florida Arts Beat right after these news updates from NPR and the WLRN Miami Herald News. Mr. Bobby Stringer. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the program today, classical music impresaria Doreen Marks shares her excitement with our contributor Charles Greenfield about a new season, two new seasons for Sunday Afternoons of Music and Sunday Afternoons of Music for Children. Director and chief curator Dr. Carol Damian talks about a new season of exhibitions and events coming to the Frost Art Museum at FIU. Chef Norman Van Aken gives us a word on food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski. The Greater St. Paul AME Church in Coconut Grove launches its premier Coconut Grove Historic Black Heritage Music Series tomorrow evening called Labor of Love. The church will transform their sanctuary into a cultural arts multi-purpose facility with 300 seats. St. Paul was awarded a Miami-Dade Community Arts grant to assist in the production of their series, which will feature several South Florida musical legends, R&B singer-songwriter Bobby Stringer, and jazz vocalist, composer, and musician Mel Dancy, along with the Ladies of Soul, the Motown Review Group. St. Paul Church is working to develop a signature community arts program with a specific interest in West Coconut Grove, presenting the events while promoting the Grove's restaurants and businesses to enhance economic development with an emphasis on community and tourism-based projects. And with us today to talk about this exciting ongoing project is Ms. Renita Samuels-Dixon, the founder of this effort, the producer of this effort, and South Florida's R&B legend, Mr. Bobby Stringer. Bobby, great to have you back, and so wonderful to have you join us for the first time, and hopefully not the last, Renita.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Renita, tell us, when did the idea of creating a cultural arts series at St. Paul first begin?
I think it was when Bobby first started talking a few months ago, maybe about 4 or 5 months ago. Bobby said, Renita, let's do something here in the Grove. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, how are we going to fund it? I had to think about that. And I said, well, I can write a grant.
There you go.
And so that's exactly what we did.
Which is not an easy thing to do.
Not at all.
Grant writing is very hard.
It's a very difficult process, but when you stick right to it and you have a lot of material to draw from, it makes it a lot easier. So part of the way that we did that was Greater St. Paul AME Church, which was established in 1896, has always been a cultural component within Coconut Grove. Mm-hmm. We started out in an educational arena besides religion. We had education. We were the first organization to house public schools within Coconut Grove. Mm. So that's where the black kids went to school. Mm. But we also had an usher board And so an usher board actually greets people. Mm-hmm. So that's a part of being part of the performance aspect. And we had our Mozart choir, which sings anthems and hymns. So therefore, you received a well-rounded cultural experience when you came to church. So from that aspect, it was easy to pull in Bobby with the blues and along with Mel Danzy with jazz and the Ladies of Soul with the Motown Review.
Bobby, you're synonymous with Coconut Grove. Did you grow up there?
That is my hometown.
It's your hometown.
I returned there in November.
Ah.
And that's when I met Renita. And, you know, I thought it was a good thing to have me, being that I'm from Coconut Grove.
Yeah.
And hometown. I'm more like a legend there, you know.
Yes, you are.
To do something, so.
Tell me about your growing up in Coconut Grove. Did you start singing early on?
I started. Matter of fact, it was the Club 77. Ah. They changed the name to the Tiki Club.
Oh, yeah.
And my first performance was sponsored by Billy Rowe. You remember Billy Rowe?
Billy Rowe, great educator.
He was my school teacher.
And also a great big band. I remember Billy Rowe, big band.
Right. But he was my school teacher, and that's how he discovered me in school, because when I was in elementary school, mm-hmm. when they had the assemblies in high school, they used to come get me to be on the high school assemblies. And
really?
That was an honor then. So he remembered that, and he put me on. My first show at Tiki was with opening up for Clarence Reed.
Clarence Reed. Well, now, I dare say you were underage, so
I was underage. They didn't let me sit out in the audience. They had me in a little room, gave me a Coca-Cola, and say, wait till your turn.
Now, what were you singing back then? Were you singing like Sam and Dave and Motown stuff?
At that time, I was singing Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke. Wow.
Sam Cooke was the main thing then.
Wow.
Otis Redding was just getting out there at that time. But, you know, I always been versatile.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of artists I was singing are not around anymore. Solomon Burke.
Solomon Burke.
Yeah, I used to really love his stuff.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Well, that's a great way to start off your career. And you've pursued it ever since. And really, you're Mr. Coconut Grove up there on that stage.
Oh, yes.
I got to say.
Right. Yes.
So, Renita, how did the project move forward? You got funding from Miami-Dade County, which is just marvelous because it really jump-started this effort, did it not?
It did. Well, Bobby had friends, and Bobby's friends were the Ladies of Soul and also Mel Danzy.
They're a good group.
And the Ladies of Soul do Motown Reviews. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, what better way to introduce our youth to young ladies dressed in finery, mm-hmm. showing elegance in performance. And so we thought they would be a great act to have on as the opening act of our show. And then Mel
Danzy.
Oh, my God. You met him when?
Well, Mel Danzy and I were in the Platters together.
Ah.
When I you remember, I performed with the Platters for years, and when I got in the Platters group, they recruited me. Mel was there. And there's been an everlasting friendship, man.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Great guy.
Magnificent.
And he's a hell of a musician and singer.
Yeah, he really is. Mm-hmm. And he plays a mean trumpet, too.
With no trumpet. He can do it sound like a trumpet.
I saw that for the first time the other night at Luna Star.
So once again, it's a family-friendly, the Coconut Grove Historic Black Heritage Music Series premieres tomorrow night at 5 o'clock from 5 to 7 p.m. And this is taking place at the Greater St. Paul AME Church, and that's located at 3680 Thomas Avenue in Coconut Grove, and once again with the support of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs and Cultural Affairs Council. Who else came together to help you out, Renita?
Well, the City of Miami District Commissioner 2, Mark Sarnoff's office was very instrumental in helping us to pull this event together, and also the community businesses. We've had our advertisements in the cookie store located on the corner of Grand and Douglas, and also the Bible Bookstore and Tony's Salon.
The salon mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. I get my hair cut in.
Exactly. And then we had Ike's, which is on the corner, which is
for
years. I went there as a little girl to buy candy and so forth. And then we also have a dollar store that's right there in the Grove. So what we're asking everyone to do is just come out and support our community arts program as we kick our premier event off. We actually have programming for six events a year.
Your next show is a gospel group.
It's actually Edward Waters College Choir, and we're focusing. And this goes back to honor our Mozart Choir, because many of the original members are passing on, and we want to pass that knowledge on by having Edward Waters College to come on October 19th.
Your next show is scheduled October 19th, 5 to 7, with the Edward Waters College Choir. And tomorrow night, it's the big premiere. Check it out. Magnificent musicians and vocalists performing. For more information, you can go to cgcap.eventbrite.com. You can also call St. Paul directly in Coconut Grove at 305-448-2742. And Ms. Renita Samuels-Dixon and Mr. Bobby Stringer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, man. And
I hope the word gets out, because this is a marvelous beginning of a wonderful new series. I'm excited. And you're retiring. You whispered to me that you're retiring. So get out to see Bobby before he retires, because this man is fabulous. And you take me back to the greats, to Otis Redding and Sam Cooke, and you covered a lot of that material. And it'll be family-friendly again.
That's right. Yes, Ed. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that you enjoy history.
Yeah.
And we're looking for a way to build that foundation. And it's really been a pleasure sitting here talking with you today.
Thanks so much
for coming
out.
You know, it's always a pleasure for you and I to get together.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks so much. And all the success in the world. I want to have you back next year too.
Thank you.